Blog Talk Radio.
It doesn't mirror the mood I'm in with the whole NBC Sports blackout thing. I don't understand why, if we're already paying for money, why you would black out a game that's already, the money's already there. Why are you doing this to me?
So that you'll watch NBC Sports.
No, I won't. Their coverage, they hired the dumbest morons. Other than Panger, Jonesy, I'll even give Milbury
really
some credit.
You'll give him a pass?
I'll give him a pass because he beats an a-hole with a shoe.
Not for anything he's actually ever announced.
No, I won't give him credit because most of the time he's talking out of his ass. But the NBC on-air play-by... They're stupid. They're not good. And talking about, we'll get into that later, but we're going to talk heavily about the Rodgers NHL deal. And the rest of it's just assorted news. Brizgalova's already gone for the Oilers.
Hey, they got a shutout.
Where's that from?
He got a shutout.
He got a shutout, and then he got collided. He got hurt bad, so.
Yeah, well.
What's that mean? Yeah, well.
We're not surprised. We've seen some horrific injuries this season.
We'll get into that in a second. Yeah, we will get into that in a second. I'm glad you said that. I am the very angry Daniel Colachico, and you are the angry spatula, Kelly.
Grr.
Levy. Grr. I'm really, really angry. My mother's visiting, and she's got the TV. I'll just go watch Game Center. Yeah, you won't.
Well, you can watch it. You just get to watch the blackout message.
That's true. The blackout message is nice. I mean, I could watch it if I like pop-ups popping up. Not that I would watch anything illegally ever.
Yeah. If you don't mind your computer being infected with God knows what.
You know what? I never had a problem, so.
That's true. My computer, however.
Yeah, it sucks.
Went kaput.
Why are you not working? Well, you know, you wanted to watch the game. Not that bad.
No, I didn't want to
watch that bad.
No, I really didn't need to.
I mean, when you get down to it, it is all about the money, but did they really need to black out a game that was going to be watched nationally by millions of people?
Yeah, probably.
No, why? That's not a good enough answer.
Hockey in the U.S. is a mess. Hockey on TV in the U.S. is just, it's crazy. So.
And again, we're going to be talking about, and I just forgot, for all you Xfinity fans, you could go on to NBC Sports and log in and watch their number. Anyway, I can't wait. I don't know. It's thinking about it. Blacked out. How do you like that crap?
Unavailable.
Why would you? Turn your ears away for a second. Why would you black it out on the internet on your own network?
Well, you know.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I'm really mad about this.
I know you are.
I don't friggin' get it. Let's go right into the Rodgers thing. Let's just go right into it.
Well, this will be what people in Canada will be doing next year.
Screaming and yelling. First of all, the first thing I watched was Don Cherry's. For those who don't know, Rogers Cable, which is basically the Comcast of Canada. Everybody hates them. They're a bunch of a-holes. But they're the biggest cable conglomerate up there in Canada. They made, it was a 12-year, $49 million?
No. We're talking billions.
49 billion?
5.2 billion.
Billion?
Canadian dollars.
Canadian
which
is not
a lot. Pretty much the same as American dollars. That used to be, there used to be a huge difference there. Not so much anymore. So a lot of money.
So a lot of money
and they,
for a 12-and-a-half-year deal.
Yep. They own the NHL and all the broadcast rights, and they will dole it out as they see fit to CBC. And, well, TSN is completely out. They no longer will get to broadcast hockey.
That is a big mind F right there.
Yeah.
Because even years ago watching hockey, you always heard about TSN, which was the more kick-ass version of ESPN in Canada because they aired wrestling and all kinds of crap.
Well, yeah, it's Canada, so they cover hockey, like football is covered here in the States, you know, where they talk about it for 9 hours before the game, and the game only takes, well, football takes a while, 4 hours, but they talk about the game twice as much as it actually takes to play the game. That's how they cover hockey up there. I mean, it's all about the puck up there.
I mean, obey the puck, as we say.
Yeah.
Obey that puck. That's not just a metaphor, damn it. And when I blacked out from it, oh, but you could watch the Rangers and the Jets. Oh, and I'll explain my Rangers deal in a second, because we're also going to talk about the attendance thing, which is a little more in-depth version of the list I had a couple, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, about the beer. This actually breaks down the attendance.
You had the beer prices.
And we're
average gonna, ticket prices.
Yes.
The list you had before.
And we're also going to read out some jerseys that have been released for the Heritage Outdoor Games.
With Heritage and then the Winter Classic.
Summarizing.
The 19 different names they have for the 19 different.
The East Chibimble.
Yeah.
I linked it on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter, by the way, Obey Puck Show. Facebook.com/group/Obey the Puck. It's an extra couple letters, but that's. That's where our main focus is, when updating a website. So for 12 years, $5.2 billion. Who is the COO of the NHL? That basically, he was the guy behind the outdoor games. It's mentioned in the article.
COO?
Yeah, he was the guy behind the outdoor games that basically opened this door. Behind all the BS and all the chunk that I talk on the NHL. This is huge for the NHL.
Well, that salary cap is going up, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news for the Flyers, right?
Way up, yeah. All the Woo-hoo! Teams that were worried about all this stuff, yeah, they're going to be able to sign most of those people.
Yeah, really. John Collins, who was big on these outdoor events, and well, he looks good because that basically got the foot in the door for this big, huge deal to get put through, because with all these outdoor events going through, it raised the value of the league, not the sport. You couldn't raise the sport values of the sport any higher in Canada.
Well, that's what I was going to say, yeah.
The league,
really
I meant the
did
league.
It really make that much of a difference in
for the
Canada?
League? Sure.
No, in Canada, though.
No, but for the league it did.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's a lot of people in Canada that are like, you, Bettman! Just like there are here.
But something interesting about that deal, though, is that the article I read about it said, and it makes sense, that it pretty much guarantees another Canadian city.
That's right.
Added.
I was going to get to that in a second, but it doesn't matter that you brought it up now. Quebec City or another Toronto team.
Yeah.
Which would be interesting.
Well, they got the fan
base. Welcome back to the St. Pat's. No, I don't. I hope they're not going the same path. I really hope, because people have been saying Seattle or you know, somebody threw out Atlantic, and why you would try Atlanta this close to failing before. I don't understand. I really hope it builds up in Canada, because that's where it belongs.
Oh, well, yeah, they'll definitely be,
you know,
another.
I like to see the return of the Nordiques. You know, that'd be awesome. Another Canadian team. I mean, because when you look at it, the attendance.
Well, then you have 8 Canadian teams. So.
Versus how many? That means there's 21
Well, it depends if they'd be adding a team or relocating. I guess they'd be adding
added.
A team.
Or relocated from Phoenix. Well, Phoenix doesn't have to worry now.
Phoenix is fine, even though their attendance-wise.
Or the very bottom. We'll get to that later. Let's not mention that now. We'll get back to that later.
Which I found interesting.
Now, there's going to be a lot of guys. This is the thing I wanted to bring up. There's a lot of guys from TSN that are not going to have – that will be kind of brought into the –
Well,
the Rogers
they're
Network.
Losing their job. Well, it hasn't been determined who exactly,
but there's going to be a lot
of
guys
will be losing their job.
That means there's a lot of guys who could talk circles around the morons they have on NBC that could replace those morons on NBC.
Yeah.
So that is a win for the American viewers of hockey because when you, I mean, who hosts the? Who's the guy that sits between Jonesy sometimes and Milbury?
I have no idea.
And some of these guys would be hired for the NHL Network.
Could be.
They'd just kick these guys out. Oh, my God. I can speak circles around this dude. Me.
So it could be a win for the U.S. for U.S. hockey.
There's a lot of – I'm saying in all seriousness, behind the BS, there's a lot of guys on the NHL Network and on the NBC Network. Karen Tappan, I know why she was hired. She was hired like, ooh, look, eye candy. But at least she could talk circles around 90% of the dudes on that network.
She can speak.
And she knows the game.
Yeah.
Ba, 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 ba. And she can keep an interview going, and she can keep things on topic when the guys are like, hey, guys.
Yeah, she's pretty good at reining some of the lesser announcers in.
Thank God she's there. So Karen Tappan, Kevin Weeks is a godsend on that network.
Yes.
Kevin Weeks is a former, well, goaltender.
He played all over.
Carolina. Was he with Anaheim at one point?
Tampa Bay. A couple of other places, too.
He had
a couple of stops.
He's there. He's a godsend. But there's so many guys on that network that, why are you there? The guy with the glasses. That always hosts NHL Live.
The little guy?
Yeah.
Steve Mears.
I knew he was back up in Jersey, too. Was he with the Ducks or am I wrong? Panthers. That's who I was.
Lightning, Hurricanes, Islanders.
Inter. Canucks.
Everybody. Just about all of the East Coast teams.
Yeah, he played for all the New York teams.
And Vancouver. Right.
Except for Buffalo. But so I'm saying on that end, the first thing I thought of, well, all those guys you could replace on the crappy U.S. networks that won't have a job soon. Unless it's Don Cherry.
If NBC was smart, they would go hire the entire CBC will still be doing Hockey Night in Canada for a period.
I think a year.
It was a year or 4 years or something like that. So they have the rights to do that for a little bit more time. But as soon as that CBC contract is up, NBC should hire the production team from CBC because Hockey Night in Canada is – art, the way that they, you know, the way that they show a game.
The legacy behind
it's
just
amazing. They do such a fantastic job. It would be great to see that.
You're right.
That kind of presentation for hockey in the U.S. would be fantastic.
And you were right. It's in 4 years.
Four more years of Hockey Night in Canada.
You can't lose Hockey Night in Canada. Rogers has got a brand out.
Well, no, and they did. You would have loved that because the article I was looking through, one of the articles about it, and they mentioned that the first Shane McMahon on Nitro moment.
Yes,
was
sorry, Bill. I'm sorry about the. Please excuse the angry spatula for the wrestling reference that was in the article.
It was just mentioned.
Shane McMahon on Nitro moment,
which is really the only thing that kind of paralleled it well enough was that one of the TSN announcers showed up on Hockey Night in Canada to kind of...
And I heard it was a debacle.
Yeah, exactly. But that was kind of the, hey, who the heck is that guy and why is he on our broadcast? Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's in charge now.
They own it now. Oh. They can do whatever they want.
We're in trouble.
Yeah.
No, this is that big over in Canada. It's that big.
Remember when Dennis Miller did Monday Night Football? It's that big of a deal. That's the only thing I can relate it to in the
yeah,
U.S.
Yeah, but that sucked, I thought.
Well, yeah, it very well...
Bucking him with the football going across the line.
It very well might have, but that's the kind of, like, people are up in arms because things are going to change on their sporting event coverage.
Grapes.
Mr.
Yep. Don Cherry said a little bit about it.
Yeah.
I was trying to get the audio, but it wasn't working.
Oh, that's okay.
I wanted... No, because I think...
I can sum up for you. Russians are bad! Canadians are good!
That's not what he said.
Fighting is good! Skating is
bad!
He did about the fighting.
No, it was 6 minutes and 38 seconds, but the last 2 minutes was about the Rogers thing. He did mention he was showing me, look at this, kids, about how Ovechkin tapes his stick. You see that, parents? You can save a lot of money. He's $300 stick putting tape on the stick. Look how carefully he does it. He was just all over the place. I think he was kind of flustered.
That's pretty much Don Cherry for you. Focus is not one of his hallmarks.
But one of the things Grape said, and I'm going to paraphrase, don't ruin a good thing.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with him. There's nothing wrong with that show. There's not even anything wrong with Coach's Corner other than the fact that Don Cherry is Don Cherry.
I'm going with that on my next job interview.
Don't ruin a good thing.
You don't want to mess this up. Just let me do
Do what I got to do. Is this suit too bright for you?
I'll be dead soon anyway.
I'll be dead.
I think I'm going to lead with that in my next interview.
I'll be dead soon.
Give me
a couple mil.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
I can't. That's too funny. I agree with him. Don't ruin a good thing.
Oh, they're not going to touch that. People tune in to see him. They're not going to mess with him.
All right.
People don't tune in, then they'll get rid of him. As long as he draws numbers, then he'll be fine.
Well, in that case, he'll be there until, he dies.
Yeah, exactly. Because he'll say wacky stuff, and people will... Half people will agree with them, and the other half will be offended.
He said, what?
But they'll all tune in, and that's all that matters.
How dare he? I can't believe he said that. I mean, again, you're going to – there's a bunch of money going to the players. There's a bunch of money going back to the league.
The great part is that the NHL has to prove that deal. I'd love for it to be like a 29-1 vote, because what idiot is going to say no to $5.2 billion Canadian dollars?
There's morons on that board.
I don't know. The owners have done some silly things, but I don't think any of them are going to say no to that kind of money.
No, I agree. I just.
And it lets them start signing the terrible, terrible contracts that got them in the mess in 2004, 2005, and got us half the season lockout and stuff like that. So they can start signing those contracts again, so we can do this all again in 3 or 4 years, whenever.
If they lock out again, I'm on record. If they lock out again.
Yeah, that's pretty much
it. I'm not doing it again.
It was hard coming back from this lockout.
I'm not doing it again.
I definitely wasn't into the hockey last year.
I will cancel whatever I have with the Game Center. I will buy the AHL Live for $20-$40 more, and we will watch that, and I will be as happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because your team gets good coverage, my team gets good coverage. We're they've been around longer, there's more money into it. At least we'll be able to see every game home and away.
Yeah.
I'll be happy with that. If the NHL does this again. I can't deal with it again.
You have alternatives, which is nice.
I can't.
It's still an NHL league, really, but it's a different CBA. So
another analogy they use for wrestling, which is ironic, on the Hell in a Cell Talk Radio Network, Hell in a Cell Radio Monday, Wednesday nights at 9, to go back to the analogy of the WWF winning the Monday Night Wars. The problem is, in the immediate aftermath, was everybody got lazy.
Well, yeah, you don't have competition, so. You don't have to raise your game much anymore.
I'd like to say that I don't see a problem with them all of a sudden going, whatever. Not enough people watch it, eh? So I don't really see it being a problem. I've been wrong before. I was wrong about the Monday Night Wars thing, but that's on another show.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what TSN does, because TSN does cover hockey. They, now they can focus on junior hockey and the junior tournaments and all that kind of stuff. And see, I mean, you know, there's where you can't challenge with the NHL right now, so you've got to up your game in other areas. And
it sucks to say that, doesn't it?
No, well, I hope that I would gladly pick up a subscription to TSN if I could watch other hockey. I'd love to be able to.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Love to be able to watch the juniors. Well-produced junior games? Are you kidding? Because I don't want to watch Erie.
It's hockey.
It is hockey, but it's blurry.
That needs Fox Track.
I would be all for a Fox Track.
For Erie.
Having to watch the Erie games on tape.
Well, the pucks had to have gone somewhere. Somebody's got them.
That's a tough job trying to find it in that tape.
So if you can't see it, just watch the red streak. It's still lost. You still lose the puck.
Yeah.
And actually, I have better memories of it, but I was watching clips this weekend of the 96 All-Star game where they debuted it. And it was harder to follow the puck with that damn thing on it. I've never had a problem following the puck. And this little blue ball around it, I was like, my eyes.
They burn. My eyes are burning.
I can't see anything.
I can't see. And everybody wearing different jerseys. I don't know what's going on.
This is much harder to watch than football. Anyway, I don't know. It falls under the whole Monopoly thing to me. It really doesn't affect us. One thing I read, which I'm really hoping means generally, was stated that blackouts aren't happening anywhere.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Well, up there, yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Don't say just up there.
It makes sense because you've got one provider. They're not going to black it out because you're not fighting with anyone else. You're not trying to force people to watch your version of whatever it is.
Okay, fine. That's why they black it out. Who the hell is NBC fighting for them to watch their version of that game if they're the only ones airing the effing thing?
The local thing, which is weird because NBC is owned by Comcast, so the Philly feed is Comcast. Minnesota would be Fox Sports.
I don't care. I'm not in Minnesota.
No, you're not. Very good.
Thank you. I was making sure.
Yep. No, you're
I'm not in Minnesota. Not in Philly. My billing address is in Virginia. Why is, if I'm in this area where I don't have to fight for Fox Sports, is it blacking out for me? Screw them in Minnesota. The crappies are biting today. Oh, it's so ding-dang cold, all the stuff in my nose froze over. Seriously. I'm not fighting for Fox Sports. I don't give a damn. That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, that's what they did. I'm assuming this is how it went for football.
Paul Baker, if you're listening, if you want to dumb it down for me why they're blacking this out still, since Kelly doesn't have an answer, anybody listening,
just
please tell me. Don't, money is not a good enough answer for me. That's not an acceptable answer.
Because they hate you.
Bastards. What did I ever
It do? Was actually in the manifesto that they...
That guy Dan in Jersey, screw him.
That's right. He's never going to see the Flyers again if it's up to us, and we can do it.
No, nobody's allowed to visit me during the hockey season. Period.
There you go.
How's that sound?
That's
you don't care. Your team's on tomorrow night. They're not getting blacked out.
Well, I can watch them on the TV, but if I'm not at home,
that's
I can't.
Another thing.
Can't watch them on
that's
the TV
thing.
On the computer.
Anybody who's listening to my voice, the NHL Game Center app is awesome. And I say app. I mean, you can log into it on your phone, on a DVD player, or Blu-ray player is wireless on the phone, or TV that's wireless. Xbox is the main, is where it's at for me right now. You can watch old games dated back to the 50s up to now. Pardon me. My favorite part is if you miss the game, the condensed version of the game,
yep.
Where they show the best saves, hits, and goals.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
From a Capitals fan's perspective, you're in the same boat. And anybody listening who doesn't have Game Center, here's the deal.
I'm willing to pay to see hockey. I don't have to pay to see. Well, I pay my cable bill, and I can see the Caps.
That's where my problem lies.
But if I pay for the Game Center app, I cannot watch the Caps on the Game Center app because my billing address is in the Caps area.
That is my problem. If you're paying for – I'm sorry. I'm pointing and hitting you like you're – if you're paying for cable and you're paying for the Game Center app, you should have an option to be like, listen, I pay for cable. If I want to watch the damn game when I'm in California on business or only 100 miles away in Jersey, I should have that option. You see how much it makes sense?
I know. That's because you got local TV contracts. That's.
Oh, my God. It's it's like watching. Never mind. What are your final thoughts on the Rogers cable thing? Is it a good, in the end, is it, obviously it's good for the league. Is it good for the sport?
I don't know. Do you mean the sport in the NHL, or do you mean hockey in general?
Yeah, in general. Or does it affect hockey
in
general?
I hope it winds up being good for hockey in general. Like I said, that TSN picks up the other available hockey leagues and stuff and starts doing broadcasts of that stuff to, you know, because there's definitely an appetite for it in Canada. You know, so if they can get ratings showing Memorial Cup and all that kind of stuff, then they're going to do it, and I hope that it brings about better coverage, you know, breakthroughs on cameras and all that kind of stuff. There's been a lot of advances lately, so I think it could be a good thing. I think it can be. For
that,
the NHL, I don't know. I'm not all that concerned about the NHL. The NHL is doing
good. No, I'm on life support. Like, the only reason why I came back, because it's very public, if you go to my Facebook and Twitter feed, I was hopping mad, like many other hockey fans. I love my Flyers. For better, for worse, for sucky as they've been this year, I want to watch them. But I'm not prepared to do this again. That was mentally tough. That's tough.
Lockouts are tough on the fans.
4 months of just, and then you have no alternative programming.
Not in the U.S.
I'm not in Canada.
That's what I mean.
Talk about me. If I was in Canada, I'd be a happy son of a bitch. Vince, you got an apartment in your building that's open. Let me know.
Okay, move to Toronto.
Toronto.
Ooh.
It's American. At least they're English speaking. At least I don't have.
Well, I don't know. They're Canadian speaking. That's different.
I can just fake it, eh? You can fake it.
I can fake it, eh?
You're close enough, boat. It's boat 15 minutes away. Vince, let me know. I can get used to poutine. Sounds like my kind of dish.
You would totally love poutine.
It's cheese and
French fries.
Right. Well, I don't see a problem there.
And gravy.
I will be the first Philly cheesesteak deli that's successful up there.
There you go. It's a whole other career.
I was just thinking I have to call it something with the name Broad Street in it. Listen, I'm free-flying right now here.
No one in Toronto will go to something named Broad Street.
Oh, yeah. Oops.
They hate the Broad Street bullies.
I forgot. Why?
They
it
ruined
them.
They ruined hockey, eh?
Did they?
They ruined hockey.
Oh. Was it because nobody on the Toronto Maple Leafs could ever beat up Dave Schultz? Is that what it was?
Probably.
Oh.
You were going to say Blue Jays.
I was going to say the Blue Jays. Joe Carter, you son of a bitch! And must I say, the other night, back on the covers, the whole hot covers thing, Sportsnet, I guess that's Roger Sportsnet, was airing Toronto and Montreal. And everybody, from top to bottom, it was just an observation I had because I hadn't watched a Canadian
broadcast
when that wasn't on mute, like I was doing something, I was watching. From top to bottom, from the guy on the sideline to the guy at the desk, blew everybody on NBC out of the water.
Mm.
Out of the water.
PJ Stock, really?
PJ Stock is one of the guys?
Kiprios.
As in PJ,
as
I was
in,
a fan of Stock?
As in brilliant PJ, yeah.
He's not brilliant.
No, he's not.
No, he's not smart at all. Kiprios is okay.
Yeah.
His name saves me. I have an awesome hockey name. I you got, for those listening, and especially for those who know me, I was throwing things before the show started that I couldn't watch this game. And it's Minnesota. I love the Minnesota Wild. It's a great. I love watching that team too. It's like, ah, ah, ah! Tell your mom to go away. I'm just saying.
It's your mom.
No, no. You tell you no.
You ain't that brave.
No. We're gonna take a break because I need a drink, a nice heavy drink. We're gonna gear up for the second half of the show, literally with the Mystery Men right here on Obey the Puck. We'll be right back. Mystery Men. Again, lucha-rock.com. Their album, $9, which, again, I keep forgetting how to pronounce that, but it's the Mystery Men. You can't miss it. Anyway, I need that. I feel better.
Nothing like a shot of vodka to get you through the night.
Shot.
Glass. Well, tumbler.
Bottle.
Yeah.
I've done a bottle before. I've never had a hangover since, trust me. Oh. I don't even want to talk about it. Like, I'm having bad memories as it is. Ugh. Every week, there is a Facebook group that is not paying me for an advertisement, so hell with them. No, that's mean. It's Hockey Talk, the official Facebook group for everything hockey. They released a list of the top attendants in the league. And it's very surprising to me where some of the teams are on this list. For instance, I'm just going to bang it out here. Number 30, this I'm not surprised about, Phoenix.
Phoenix?
Phoenix. Phoenix. Whatever. Their average is about 12,000 a game, which I guess is not that bad, but
that's a little closer to 13.
Yeah. When you have 21,000 seats.
That's an estimate. It's a big joint.
That's only 167,000 people that have seen it so far.
Yeah.
That's one of those teams that's going to really, really, really benefit from this money coming into the league.
Why? They're not going to spend any of it on players.
That's a dumb move.
They're not going to.
That's a dumb move, man. Well, why bother?
It's a tax write-off.
Why bother keep...
It's a tax write-off.
Every time I hear tax and money, I want to shoot myself. I really want to shoot myself. It's so stupid. Number one is Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
That surprised me.
Really? 2 Stanley Cups in the past, what, 4 years?
I thought somebody like New York or Montreal, I mean, well, they're number 2, so, I mean, pardon me.
Well, they're playing, according to this, they're playing at 108.7% capacity, so they are jamming people into is it the United Center now? Is that their home?
Chicago?
It was Chicago Stadium.
Oh,
United
Center has been
there,
yes, since the mid-90s, yeah.
So they are wedging people into...
That's a big ass in place.
...into sections. There's not a lot of teams that are over 100, but there's a couple there. Philly, I'm surprised that Philly is, but they've turned it around recently.
No, I'm not. In fact, I thought they'd be higher because even though we suck, I say... proudly that we have a nice fan base.
Well,
I say we. They have a nice fan base.
The tickets are sold. But that's true. I mean, we've watched most of the games this year, and there haven't been a lot of empty seats in Philly, even when they were bad.
they were very bad.
They are better now, but not a lot of empty seats. So that's Philly's always like that. They love their sports team.
And plus, when it comes down to game time, when they are not playing well, They'll have tickets that are, like, usually $200 for, like, $50. Hey, we got tickets open.
At the very least, you can go and boo them in person. Right. So, hey.
But they get people in that building is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Let's just go down the list. Number 3, Detroit. Number 4, Philly.
Yep.
You got 3 out of the original 6 in the top 5.
Yep.
4. Pardon me. 4 of the original 6 in the top 5. I thought all the original 6 would be in the top 10.
Mm.
It's not so.
Well, the Rangers are at capacity, but they don't get Madison Square Garden isn't that big. So they're losing 1,000 seats a game to all the other teams.
All right. Well, then that makes it different, but we'll get to that why. So 5 is Toronto. They're averaging about 19,300.
Which is over
100%. Which is over, so yeah. Philly's over 100%. The teams that are over 100% as we go through this is Chicago, Philly, Toronto, Pittsburgh, man. That's it.
Minnesota. By 0.8.
By 0.8, okay. Minnesota. I mean, you know, I'd love to see that game tonight.
That'd be great.
Wait, hold on, I need another drink. Calgary, that surprised me. Number 6.
Yeah,
in the top 10.
A team that is definitely rebuilding, although they had some early on kind of surprise success, but Calgary loves their Flames, so I'm not that surprised by
that. Fabulous. Number 7 is Vancouver.
Yeah.
Well, how big is that building in Vancouver? Are they hitting capacity?
Well, if they're at 100% capacity, it's 18,910.
Pittsburgh, number 8.
1.1% over 100. So they're jamming people into the new igloo or whatever the heck it's called now.
The
energy center thing, whatever it is, I forget.
It's not XL Energy. That's
that's Minnesota.
Right.
It's something.
Corel?
Console.
Console
Energy Center. Why couldn't it just be Igloo 2?
Why couldn't it be Igloo 2?
The re-igluing of Pittsburgh or something.
Why couldn't it have been Spectrum 2?
Could have been Spectrum 2.
Why was it? Well, I said the Wells Fargo Spectrum 2.
Electric Boogaloo. That would have been awesome.
Wachovia S2. I don't get that. You know.
Would have been good.
The center. There's 15 other arenas with the word center in it. Woohoo! There's anyway.
Philly should always be the FU center. I'm sorry. If it fit the first year, it should always be. The first Union Center was perfect.
I'm going to go to the Never mind. In your top 10 is your team, Washington.
They're apparently playing at full capacity.
Because it's not, it's around the smaller, within the smaller arenas.
What? 18,506 apparently is 100%.
But they have that funky little.
Yeah, they've got a little bit of the Cap Center still in the Verizon Center where they've got the really high, really high ends.
Which I like that.
So
that's unique.
They call it the Eagle's Nest is the last row.
But when you go into the Verizon Center, you know you're in the Verizon Center. When you look at the picture of the Wells Fargo, is it Wells Fargo? Now I'm confused. It is Wells Fargo,
Wells
Fargo. When you look at the picture of Wells Fargo Center, if you didn't have the painting that said Wells Fargo or the big obnoxious sign that said, this Starcast Country, you wouldn't know compared to other stadiums. Oh, it's one of them.
Yeah.
Because it's cookie cutter.
I don't think a Verizon Center is that distinct, actually.
I do.
Okay.
It's got blue seats. A lot of arenas have red seats. And it's got that jutting out section. I'm like, that's Verizon Center. I know that's Verizon Center.
Yeah.
It has that distinct look inside. The Oilers arena, Rexall Place. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, I think it's Rexall.
They have those aisles that jut the steps. That doesn't happen in any other arena. It's a unique look to it. You know, add a little character. The center, you might as well, if you close your eyes, it's United Center.
Well, a lot of them are like that now. The new arenas are multi-purpose. Yeah. Jam as many luxury boxes and as many food stands as you can in there.
Buffalo number 10. And that's coming.
Buffalo.
That's those guys coming over for Toronto that can't afford or get a ticket.
Half of those people are Toronto fans.
And because it's not that we're not making fun of Toronto, it's that you can't get a ticket to a game.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Sucky as that team is. I said
that. Toronto's come back to earth, but.
Joey, I hate you. Anyway, Tampa Bay number 11, LA number 12. I'm glad LA's up there because I thought they'd be somewhere towards the bottom.
They're filling the arena. Once again, it's a smaller arena.
Three out of the bottom five shocked me.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a second. Number 13, Minnesota. But they're at 100% capacity. Number 14, Rangers. They're at 100% capacity. I didn't know the seating numbers, so at first that shocked me. Like, why is that not up in the top four?
Well, and then you've got the
but
other.
But now I know.
You've got the other original six that's down there, too, but it's not because they're not selling out. It's just they have a smaller arena.
Ottawa almost sells out. They're at 92% at 17,000. Boston. Is that? They're at 100%. Why would they put – you're building an arena in Boston. Boston's an original six. Why would you not put more seats in there?
It's probably based on where they put it. I know that's not the Gardens anymore, but did they knock the Gardens down and rebuild close by, or did they rebuild somewhere else? Because I'm assuming TD Bank is in – the city.
I recall the Fleet Center was being built at the same time that the Gardens was still being played at. So it's not like they knocked one down and moved it over.
Okay. Well, I didn't think they did that, but that's always... So I don't know if they tried to recreate the gardens with a couple more seats or if they were going completely new because people were sick of the gardens.
This shocked me. Number 17 is San Jose. I didn't expect them to be up there.
Oh, San Jose's. They love the Sharks out there. They're at capacity.
They're 100%.
At capacity. So.
And we just mentioned the Rexall, whatever the hell it's called, Rexall Sports Fest, Aganza.
Where they're
Edmonton
leaving.
Oilers.
They'll be leaving soon.
Yeah, they're building a multi-billion dollar.
Yeah, I think they're building something new there. Or at least the owner thinks he's building something new. I don't know if the people of Edmonton have signed on to his plan.
Oh, they will.
Like Colorado. Colorado's kind of surprising. As good as they've been this season, they're at number 19. They're
What's
only
up with
at
them?
92%. So
that's not bad.
But they've been very bad for a while, so they're probably trying to bring their fans back in.
What is it with them wearing their
that terrible third jersey?
See, I like the third jersey. I just don't know why they're wearing it so much.
I don't know.
I want other people to chime in because everybody else wants to point out when I'm stupid on Twitter. So I want somebody to point. Why is it if your home has the name of your place on your home jersey but not on your visiting, wouldn't it make more sense to have the logo on the home jersey and it say Colorado on the road jersey since you're not at home?
I don't think.
So you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're going at, but I don't think anyone's going to the game going, man,
I can
figure out where that team is from.
You, I know that.
I sure like that cartoon on their jersey,
you
but I don't know where
they're from. Any credibility to my question away. You're thinking
too much. All they're trying to do is sell a different jersey. Don't worry about
Smashville,
it.
Smashville, I'm ignoring you now. Smashville, number 20. They're almost filling everybody. Although, seeing the game the other night they played against Philly, there was a lot of Philly fans.
There's always a lot of Philly fans.
Sputtered out.
Well, they're
definitely everywhere.
Yeah, when they travel, the Philly fans show up because that orange pops on the TV. Maybe.
Even when it's the black jersey, you see the orange center right there. St. Louis, I don't know how I thought about that. I do feel bad. There's only 86%. I mean, well, you know.
That's surprising. It's good. They've been fantastic now for two seasons, but they don't play, well, it is Ken Hitchcock hockey, so it's kind of boring hockey.
Very boring.
But they're winning.
I remember,
they'll show up in the playoffs, I guarantee you.
I remember when NHL 98 came out. It was like, and coaching plays for consultant Ken Hitchcock. I was like, oh. Who? And then you look back at that game and go, oh. Anaheim is at number 22. Their average is 15. That's only 90%.
Yeah.
Dallas, I thought would be much a little bit lower. The next one doesn't surprise me because I already knew that, so we'll mention that. But they're only filling 83. They're averaging 15,000. I'm surprised they're not shocked that the New Jerseys didn't make that better.
That's true.
Winnipeg's at number 24, average at 15,004, but they're at 100%. Because they have a smaller arena because originally it was built for the Manitoba Moose.
Yeah.
So that was a smaller team. So that Carolina is only at 80%. That's a bummer.
Yeah, they're pretty bad again this year.
Go back to Hartford. The mall waiting for you.
Not going to happen.
I can dream.
You can. You can keep dreaming.
Excuse me. This is one of the ones that didn't shock me, Florida. Is number 26.
Can't imagine people in Miami finding something else to do with their time rather than go see a horrible, horrible hockey team.
That shocked me. New Jersey's only at 81% with their big, brand-new piece of poo.
Boring hockey, terrible team. There you go.
No, I want them to fail. I hate New Jersey.
That's what it results in.
Columbus?
76%.
I'm not
shocked.
The less
said about Columbus, the better, really.
I really feel bad because I really like the Blue Jackets. This shocked me. I guess it shouldn't have.
What?
Number 29, the Islanders.
The bitter, bitter Islanders fans. Not surprised.
I would call them less bitter than Philly fans.
No, they're pretty bitter about the whole Brooklyn thing.
It's going to be good for the team.
But who wants to go to Nassau County Coliseum?
Nobody. That's my point.
Even the last time you can go and see a game, everyone's like, you know what? That's all right.
Even Dr. J, we were watching that Dr. J documentary where he went back to Nassau County, and he was like, yeah, this is it.
That's pretty much it.
This is the piece of crap I used to find, so what to do?
Yeah.
And, again, Phoenix, number 30, 75%. So that 75%,
yeah.
Do the math. If they're only putting 12,000, I mean, they got around 19,000, 20,000 in that
arena. Not that many. 10% would be 1,200.
2 plus 2 is 22.
400. Yeah, what? Just under 17,000 would probably be.
100%?
Something like that, yeah.
But, God dang it. Pardon me. Get back to that real quick. This other... What I wanted to look at was the games played.
Home games.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Rangers, it doesn't matter because they have less capacity. If they had more seats, they'd be up there in the top four.
Well, anyway,
I have no doubt about that. But Edmonton.
Percentage.
Edmonton, Anaheim, Dallas, and New Jersey have all played the same amount of home games. New Jersey is way down there. I'd be worried.
Yeah.
Do you think they would move a team like that in a market like Jersey?
Well, they just got new owners, so they're not going anywhere.
Well, you know, yeah, the 76ers guys.
They're the guy from the, yeah.
They're
not going anywhere.
I'd infiltrate and be like, yeah, we can get them out of here now. Bye.
It's all part of the plan.
See what you did to Trenton? Get out of here. So I don't, again, looking into this at first, the first couple of, the last bottom kind of shocked me. What are your thoughts on that? Do any of those teams in the bottom have to be worried, or are they pretty much solid?
I don't think they're going anywhere. Phoenix got shored up this offseason, or last season, whatever it was. I don't know. That just kept going on and on and wouldn't end. So they're not worried about it. And the Islanders are moving next year. I don't know. The numbers will probably increase, even though they're moving to a place where the seeding for hockey isn't that much more than what they're averaging now. So no, not for hockey. It's 15 something for hockey.
We looked at this before.
Yeah, and you won't believe me, but okay.
I thought it was more that I was right than you were right.
No. No, it wasn't.
It never happened.
No, it doesn't happen. You should really just give up on that.
There was more teddy bears on the ice. You like that?
Yeah.
There's more teddy bears on the ice at the game you're about to mention in Calgary than there was at the Islanders game this weekend.
Well, that's not saying that much. But it's an impressive total. And it's one of my favorite things about this time of year in the hockey season, the teddy bear toss. I love it. I love it. It's great to see hockey fans come together and agree on one thing, that they should all throw teddy bears on the ice once the home team scores the first goal, and then all those teddy bears get given to needy families in the area. I think it's an awesome thing. And I just love the sight of teddy bears raining down from the stands. I've seen many things rain down from the stands in hockey games, and teddy bears is probably the nicest. Well, yeah. I mean, hate happens pretty much every time, but that's pretty cool. So the Calgary Hitmen have made an art of this, and they collected more than 25,000 teddy bears.
Damn.
At their game, that's pretty darn.
That was
amazing.
That's one game. I don't think there's 25,000 people there.
One game. Nope. No. So that's
how big is
that
arena? I'll look it up right now. Just stretch a little bit.
How big is the? The Hitmen Arena? They play at the Flames. It's all the same. It's
they do?
It's a Saddle Dome. So it is a big arena. And they fill it. Well, because the Hershey Bears did their teddy bear toss this weekend. And Hershey at capacity, and they did it on a Saturday when they usually sell out, and their capacity is just over 10,000. And the Bears collected over 12,000 teddy bears. So
it's like a Pringle.
You've got people who bring a lot of teddy bears, which is just cool.
19,289.
There you go. Yeah, so 19,000. So they had a lot of people bringing extra
tickets. It is in Stampede Park. It's in the Stampede.
Yeah.
For those wrestling fans who don't know, yes, the Hitmen were named after Bret the Hitman Hart.
That's right.
I don't know if he's owner anymore.
No, he's not part of the ownership.
But they've, you know, what the hell else were you gonna name it? Eh, you know, Hitman's so easy.
That's a pretty cool logo. I like that logo.
That is a badass
and
logo.
They wore the pink for a while, which was very cool.
I was gonna
cool.
say for at least like 10, 15 years they wore
that
pink. That
made them stand out definitely.
And it was Hitman Pink, and he was there a bunch.
Okay.
I don't know why he's not the mascot. I don't know why they don't bring out a big fuzzy Bret Hart.
With the wraparound sunglasses.
With the wraparound sunglasses going, hello, kids. You won't get screwed in hockey. Sorry. Yeah, I went there. No, but they also did something similar in Hershey this weekend, did they not?
Yep, that's what I just said.
How many bears?
Over 12,000. You weren't even listening.
No, because I was looking up the thing I told you I was going to look up. Why
you
stressed for me?
I
didn't even know you were here.
I know. It's probably better that way,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, that's fine. We live together. You threw me off completely on that.
I've never been to a teddy bear toss. In all the hockey games I've been to live, I've never gotten to one where they had the teddy bear toss. So I think it's because they usually do it around the holidays, and unfortunately I'm not.
I'd aim for a player. So.
I'm not close to one of the teams that does it. So.
We could have gone to Hershey. Was it in Hershey?
Your mother we were going to Hershey while
she
was
visiting. She wasn't coming. She'd go to a hockey game. Just don't sit her on the boards. She'd be the one you see on camera going, yeah, every night. There's a couple of, we always mention logos and jerseys, and with the games coming up, the outdoors, all the jersey news is starting to come out, and Vancouver and Ottawa are playing the Heritage Classic. When is that again?
I forget. I had it completely wrong.
You thought it was Thanksgiving.
I thought it was Thanksgiving.
I'm like, no. No, it's not. Well, first of all, the Marlies are playing
the Grand Rapids
yes.
Christians.
And they have their outdoor jersey, which is okay.
It's a throwback. Lots of stripes.
A lot of blue.
Doesn't say where they're from.
See?
The people in Michigan will be completely confused.
Where are they? The Michigan Marlies? I don't understand. I don't get it. On the other hand, the Heritage Classic, Vancouver Canucks and Ottawa. God, the Deans are so ugly. I'm sorry. look up the date. The Ottawa Senators released their Heritage Classic jersey the same day as Vancouver Canucks. They had a joint kind of
press conference.
Yeah, kind of thing.
And boy, do they look thrilled to be there.
Yeah, Thanksgiving, I don't care.
It's not Thanksgiving in Canada. They weren't doing anything.
They certainly look like they were going somewhere. I think Vancouver, I like the Vancouver one, which is a retro of the Vancouver Millionaires jersey. It looks kind of classy, like when they play the gentleman's game. This is the Vancouver Millionaires coming out to the ice. It's got a bunch of stripes on the side. Looks like they're wearing, like, you know, a suit.
Yeah.
It's
a rematch. It's the Stanley Cup rematch from
1904.
1906 or something like that. When the Vancouver Millionaires played the Ottawa, I don't know, Silver Stars, Silver Seven.
Was it the original Senators?
Might have been the Senators. I don't know. Ottawa had, like, 19 teams back then.
Well, they only had two Senators, though.
Okay. Them.
The Ottawa Senators jersey is basically the home version of the road third that they have now.
That's the most confusing sentence you've ever.
But it makes perfect sense.
I don't know what that means.
Their alternate jersey.
I need a flowchart.
I'm
going to
say it again, numbnuts. It is the home version of the road jersey, which is their third jersey that they have now. Their third jersey is the dark jersey with the O in the center.
Okay.
You're just doing this to make me sound stupid.
No, I got you.
Does it make sense now?
Yes, it makes sense now.
I think they were being lazy.
Probably.
Good night, folks.
The game is March 2nd. So.
Thank you. They had perfect enough time to make something else. No, I like it, though. It's classic. I like the off-white, like the Flyers and the Rangers did. When they had their jerseys in the Winter Classic, they had that not straight up white.
Mm-hmm.
They had that off-white, which kind of gives it that vintage kind of feel.
Yeah.
And it makes it look like they're wearing a hockey sweater, not a jersey.
Yep.
Because they used to wear sweaters, believe it or not.
Yes.
So I kind of like it, you know. It's, what's the other team? The Islanders, that's right.
The Islanders.
I wanted to get your live comments on this. I looked at it real quick just so I can see it live and actually look at it while we were doing the show. They released their jersey for the outdoor game they're playing against the Rangers. And
I like it. It's simple. Got rid of the island in the Islanders logo.
I was about to say, can you please?
We're going to be seeing that next year, I'm pretty sure, when they're in
Brooklyn.
You're
convinced that the Islanders part is going away?
Yeah.
You think they're going to rename
the
team completely?
They're still going to be named the Islanders, but there's not going to be a thing on those jerseys or anything that they're selling that's going to have the actual silhouette of Long Island on it.
Do you think they'll get rid of the colors, too?
No, I think they'll keep the colors. The colors are a classic.
When I first saw the logo, you and I both went, eh. Because we didn't talk about it much. We kind of touched upon it, but all the logos are getting a chrome logo.
Ugh.
For the, I love your reaction every time I say
the
that.
The chrome logo means that instead of hiring an actual designer, they just the designer who had it was like, you know what? There's this embellished thing in Photoshop. There you go. 17 new logos. Give me my paycheck. I'm going.
It literally went, you know what? I'll be back in 4 days.
This is going to take me, hours.
He did it as soon as he got home, and he goes.
And he went to Starbucks. He went on a cruise. He came back. He's like, I slaved for days. I slaved away on this for days. Please pay me a lot of money.
That's so funny. But we were mentioning when they first came out with the logo, the island, especially the new island, the outdoor. The Rangers kept the logo the same. The Devils are adding the green back to the red for the outdoor games. Help me out. The Kings went back to the crown.
They didn't really do anything. They just made it chrome.
All right, a chrome crown.
Embossed.
Their main logo is the L.A.
No,
kind of thing.
It's a crown.
The one on their jersey. It's different than just the crown is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because their original jerseys were the purple and yellow, which is like the greatest ever bright jersey with just the crown, not L.A. in the center.
Mm-hmm.
Their new jersey, the jersey they wear now is the L.A. with the stick.
Yeah.
What other logo was there? I forget. The point
they're playing Anaheim, so it's the Duck.
Yeah, it's the Duck jersey, the Duck logo. The
Chrome.
Chrome Duck.
Don't you forget
excuse me.
That chrome.
It's Wild Wing Chrome. The first thing we both to sell when we said the Islanders logo was, I see the jersey and I kind of like it.
Yeah, it works. It's simple.
I kind of like it, though. Like it.
It looks good on a big screen, on a big scale. It's going to look good.
What I think they should do is I think they should keep the new logo and go to the colors that they did when they went to the fish sticks.
Why will you?
I like that combination of colors.
Let the Gorton fisherman die. He's dead.
He did not
survive. He was swept away in the great storm of 1996.
I have a feeling he'll be back.
The uprising of Islanders fans drowned him in his nets.
They did. Didn't they stand outside like, you can't go now?
They didn't like him, and they made it known.
Yeah. I liked that combination. I liked
and the 29 people who were still going to Islanders games at that point made a difference. So there you go.
I liked the lighter.
I know. You've said it many times. We know. You like the Gorton.
Thank you. This is my show. I want to say it every
no
episode.
One else did,
I'm going to make a point to say it every stinking episode
no
now.
No one else
because
did.
I can. You can be replaced, you know.
That's fine.
The only thing good on this show.
Take my spatula with me.
Anyway. I like that. It'd be interesting. What I'm hoping, and even though I'm not a fan of the Devils, what I really liked about the Devils is the red and green. I liked the red and green.
Christmas Devils?
It's not Christmas.
The
it's
Mickey Mouse
green.
Organization, as we referred to them?
Follow us on Twitter at Obey Puck Show. Any news or updates, we post a lot of these articles during the week, hoping that some people will call in and, you know, join us in the conversation, or at least follow along so we know what we're talking about. Did you want to mention the CCHL? This, you were very excited about this.
No, we can talk about it next time.
I mentioned it, so that means...
ECHL has a new team.
Is this official?
Yes. Announced the Indianapolis Fuel. With the terrible logo, so there we go.
Oh.
Yeah, logo sucks. I'm not that excited.
What the hell is that for?
It's not good. It's a hockey puck with fuel.
Why don't they have like an Indy car on there? That's why they're calling them the Fuel, right?
Once again, they didn't hire a designer, so there you go. That's what
I have a designer sitting at home right now.
That's what you get,
for
folks.
Work.
A boring, crappy logo, and they're playing at the state fairgrounds.
I'll make it.
That should go well.
The state fairgrounds, I mean, this big, wide open space, I can read, thank you very much. But I'm asking, the state fairgrounds is this big, wide open space.
Well, actually, they're saying that they renovated the Coliseum, so I'm assuming that's where the Indy Ice played in the, maybe even the Checkers back in the day.
The Checkers. I just think of, you know, a big bear.
Chubby
the Checker. And look at that, Indy Fuel. We're going to follow them. Yeah, it's kind of cool, but yeah, it's kind of boring. I think that's it for this week. You got any other slam Don Cherry a little more?
No, I'm fine. I wasn't slamming Don Cherry, just trying to save people time.
Oh.
He's been doing the same thing for, I don't know, however long he's been doing it. It's the same monologue every week, pretty much, so.
Yeah, but I don't want to get replaced after I'm doing this.
People tune in to see the suit. They don't actually care about what he's saying. They've tuned out what he was actually saying like 15 years ago.
That's too bright for me to even see. I can't see that suit. Follow me. No, first of all, follow the show on Twitter at Obey Puck Show. Again, the main page is HIACTalkRadio.com, but follow the Obey the Puck information at Facebook.com/group/Obey the Puck. We'll be back next week, 9:00 Monday, for the Angry Spatula. I am the above average comedian, sometimes funny, Dan Colachico. We'll see you.
Craven is there. Craven to the blue line. Poke check by Murphy. Murphy starts the rush. He hits Hunter. He's in alone. A shot and a goal.